This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The United States men's gymnastics team has broken a 20-year Olympic losing streak. Last night at the Athens Games, the U.S. won the silver medal in team competition. It's the first American medal in that event since 1984. The men's team from Japan turned in a thrilling performance to win the competition. NPR's Tom Goldman is in Athens. Men's gymnastics in the U.S. always seems to be in the shadow of women's competitors. So what about last night?
Well, you would think, Renee, that last night is a surprise only if you've been checking the medals count in men's team gymnastics over the past 20 years. As you mentioned, there haven't been any medals in the last 20 years. But behind the scenes, things have been going on. The men instituted a better training program over the past several years, and good athletes have emerged. The Hom brothers, you're going to hear a lot about them, twins Paul and Morgan Hom. Jason Gatson is another one. These are some of the top newcomers. And then 30-year-old Blaine Wilson is the veteran on the team. And it all came together last night as the U.S. Got past Romania to win the silver medal.
And it came down to the final competitors.
It sure did. It was quite exciting. The U.S. had moved past Romania, as I mentioned. Japan competed last on the high bar. And there's a tremendous amount of pressure on the Japanese men. Their country dominated this event in the past, winning every Olympic gold medal from 1960 to 1976. But they hadn't won gold since 1976. And they needed to get really high scores from their final three competitors on the high bar. The very last competitor, Hiroyuki Tomita, performed a nearly perfect routine. I have to admit something. I really enjoy men's gymnastics. It's really exciting to watch. They're strong and compact, and their moves are quite explosive. And Tomita was just the essence of this. I mean, he executed these backwards somersaults in midair, and then he'd grab the bar, generating incredible momentum as he'd swing fully extended in these big swooping circles, and then the big release, and he did this soaring, kind of twisting, jackknifing spin before landing on the mat, you know, and it was like he stuck like an arrow in a target. And the euphoria this generated on the team and in the stands was quite a sight. I mean, people were laughing, people were crying. This was a very big deal for Japan.
Let's look ahead to today's competition. There's some interesting events. Swimming, Michael Phelps is trying to win more medals.
Always trying to win more medals. Michael Phelps is competing in the 200-meter butterfly. He's the world record holder in that, and in a relay race. And, you know, this is going to be portrayed, unfortunately, as Michael Phelps trying to get back on course after only winning a bronze in the 200-meter freestyle on Monday, which got a lot of publicity. You know, although he's disappointed at not winning gold in that event, he raced a great race. He set an American record. And he simply lost to the two best swimmers in the world in that event, Ian Thorpe and Peter van den Hoogenbond. But Michael Phelps, of course, has to deal with the media writing about his failed attempt to beat or tie Mark Spitz's record of seven gold medals at the 1972 Olympics. But he'll be okay. He's already won three medals. He's got a great attitude. He's only 19. And this is just his first Olympic Games.
Well, speaking of failure, the U.S. men's basketball team plays its first game since losing big. That would be 19 points. To Puerto Rico.
Yeah, and what a way to come back. The U.S. plays host country Greece tonight, and as you say, this is the game in which the U.S. tries to get back up on the horse after the big defeat by Puerto Rico. Might have been easier to play a more anonymous team. Instead, they're expecting a huge crowd to root on the home country. Greece used to be a European basketball power in the 1980s, but then kind of gave way to teams like Serbia, Montenegro, and Spain as they improved. But still, Greece beat Australia here in Athens, and the U.S., as we have said, has showed it's vulnerable. So this could be an interesting and certainly a lively game. But you know what, Renee? I don't want to talk about Olympic basketball. I want to talk about those wonderful sports that don't get any attention, those poor little sports like field hockey and table tennis and badminton and fencing and on and on and on.
Okay, Tom, go ahead. You had a few seconds.
Okay, I've got the form then. Fencer Sada Jacobson, a student at Yale, she's the first woman in the United States to be ranked number one in the world, and today she tries to win a medal, perhaps a gold medal, in the individual saber event. And then also someone to watch for is Rebecca Giddens. She's the 2002 world champion in whitewater kayaking. She starts her competition today.
Well, look, I know we're not supposed to care too much, but what's happening with the medal count at the game?
Oh, games. We are not supposed to count, but since you asked, China is dominating, and maybe they're preparing everyone for the 2008 Summer Games in Beijing. I can report that the U.S. is tied for second overall with Australia. A lot of people here kind of good-naturedly rib each other about who's leading whom, but everyone always seems to want to try and beat the poor little old United States.
Thanks very much, Tom. NPR's Tom Goldman in Athens. Olympic results and commentary are at npr.org.